Hello again. Welcome to the program. We're here with a little series on what does the Bible say about influence. It says a lot about that subject. Romans 14:7, for none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself. We're all influencing somebody every day. We're going to have a few scriptures today, and then we'll get into it in our next program. 1 Timothy 4, verse number 5. Paul said, meditate upon these things, give them wholly to them that thy profiting may appear to all. So Timothy, young pastor at Ephesus, he's going to influence. He is going to meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them that thy profiting may appear to all. Then he said in 4:12 to the same young preacher, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believer. So he's young, but he is able to influence the believers. 1 Timothy 4:16, take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine, continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. And of course, it's not talking about being saved so as to go to heaven. It's talking about what it's talking about in that context, if you study that particular chapter. Then we read in Titus, another preacher, he's to be showing all good fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine of God, our Savior, in all things. So he's going to be showing things. Why? He's going to influence them as far as the doctrine of God is concerned. Jesus said to the disciples, ye are the salt of the earth. Salt influences. He said, ye are the light of the world. Light influences. In Matthew 5:16, he said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Once again, an influence. Proverbs 13:20, he that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. So walking with the wise men will influence us to be wise. Companions will influence us so that we will be destroyed. We read in Proverbs 22:24-25, make no friendship with an angry man, and with the furious man thou shalt not go, lest thou learn his ways. You want to go with them? They're going to influence you in the wrong way. 1 Corinthians 15:33, be not deceived, evil communications corrupt good manners. So we have communications corrupting good manners. And that's not saying you forget to say yes, please, and no, thank you. It's talking about the manner in how we do things. Be not deceived. Evil communications will influence us to corrupt good manners. There's a poem I found, and it says, author unknown, a nice little poem, tells it all. The slightest breeze that ever blew, some slender grass has wavered. The smallest life I ever knew, some other life has flavored. We cannot live our lives alone, for other lives we touch are either strengthened by our own or weakened just as much. The power of influence. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. In our next program, we're going to look at one of the greatest influences that can stop us from doing the Lord's will, and that is the influence of fear. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be sure to be with us for our next program.